In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. The Odyssey app live on YouTube.
Whoa.
Call that the Fan Sports Network. Casey out there, young Casey, noted Steeler honk.
Yeah.
Very upset with the Steeler slander in the last segment.
What did we say that was untrue?
Swag's taking shots over here, saying the Steelers are unwatchable. He also added that Aaron Rodgers, according to our Steeler insider, Casey, who will be producing the firm of Harrison Fisher, that Aaron Rodgers will be playing this weekend.
Good to know.
Okay. So, according to insider,
that will not change any of how Casey. I bet. And they scored 28 points last weekend. So I think their offense is mid at best. And if their defense has a random great day, they can win the game. They also could get Josh Allen.
Sign me up for Chargers Raiders, baby. Throw the records out the window when those teams play.
If they lose to the Bills and they drop to 6-6, would you guys wager that this becomes the first time he finishes below 500, or you just never do that until you see it?
It's one of those I got to see it.
Yeah,
let me look at the rest of the schedule.
Because they still have
two Baltimore
two
games.
Against Baltimore, assuming Lamar stays healthy.
I get you there. I also, let's not sit here and act like Baltimore is steamrolling people now.
No,
they've been
is.
Ugly against Cleveland and ugly against the Jets the last 2 weeks.
Sure.
That was uncomfortable for like three quarters against the Jets at home. You get the Ravens twice, the Dolphins at home, the Browns and the Lions on the road. There is a very good chance if they lose this weekend that it happens, but I'm not willing to go
I
there.
Swear on my mom if they tie.
There's a tie in there
I know
somewhere.
What the record's going to end
you
up
know
being.
It's going to happen.
8-8-1.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat, ladies and gentlemen. For those new to the segment, we all put something into the Magic Hat. Swag pulls it out of the hat, and then we talk about it. We all have submissions into the Magic Hat, sports, non-sports. Let's see what we got today.
Food from the grave.
Yes, this is mine. Been thinking about this for about a week and a half. So one big staple for me, I don't have it every year consistently the way I once did as a young lad. I grew up having a lot of pie options. I'm a big pie guy, as we talked about earlier, and I used to go to my aunt's house, and they would have legitimately like 8 different pie options.
Whoa.
The chocolates, the lemons, the apples, the pumpkins. And my favorite was always lemon meringue. I love lemon meringue pie. Not great at making it, love to consume it. Anyways, my grandma always made lemon meringue pie. She passed about 6 months after my oldest was born, so she passed about 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I got that I wish I would have printed out or at least framed is her lemon meringue recipe. Now, it's not any really different than anybody else's lemon meringue. It wasn't unique in any way. It was just her writing down what she needed ingredients-wise and how she made it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can still get that, but I was going to ask you guys, in thinking about my grandma making lemon meringue pie, Do you guys have any deceased family members that you have carried on their recipes?
I do.
For Thanksgiving and how important that is for you.
Not necessarily Thanksgiving, but I also have
a holiday.
It's a holiday thing.
Describe it.
My grandfather used to make it's a traditional Swedish or Scandinavian drink, glug or glug. It could go either way. Glug.
Okay.
And it is. I mean, I'm telling you, it's delightful. It's fun. If you go to IKEA, you can buy a non-alcoholic version of it, like the mixture of it. It's just think
glug
of like
in a jug.
Glug in a jug. I mean, think of like a hot apple cider kind of. There's cinnamon sticks and there's raisins and there's, you know, but he used to use like, you know, 100 proof grain alcohol. And the funny stories back in the day were that he would taste test it throughout the day because you let it simmer on the stove all day. It's a warm drink that he would be blacked out by like 3 o'clock because he's taste testing the glug. And then as you taste test it, there's grain alcohol in there. And we all know how that goes. But I have his original recipe that he wrote it down. It's in my kitchen. I have it framed. Mom gave it to me.
That's cool.
And every year, it's our Christmas decorations are up, so it's up. So that's our go-to.
Do you make the drink?
I have made it before. I don't make it necessarily every year. If we're not hosting, I'm not going to like make it and take it. But the last time we hosted, I made it on the stove.
My only Thanksgiving tradition, and I want Swag's answer because I'm curious. I'm going to start it this year is I'm going to make my kids watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles tonight.
It's a good go-to.
I'm surprised you don't start that with Teddy, of just making you and your wife and Teddy
make some glug.
A little glug.
We might have to this year. Teddy was a little too young last year. You know, we're like sub one.
Not so ready for that 100 proof.
Not a lot. Not ready for the 100 proof yet. But now that he's almost two, I think he's, you know, he might be of age.
Are we teething?
So. Oh, God, dude. Oh. It's been nonstop.
So when I was teething, the story goes my mom used to, they.
Like when you were a baby?
When I was a baby.
Yeah, not when your baby was a baby.
No, when I was a baby, my mom, they'd pour a little shot of rum and she'd dip her finger in and take rum and rub it on my gums to ease the pain.
That's a real, I think people still do that.
I think with the glug, you could.
We're on to something here. Right?
She had to rub it on her nipples? It's tough when they're teething and they're still eating, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Any recipe that you carry over?
No. I don't. The family was very traditional. I mean, it was just your basic
stuff. You didn't have one dish that you liked that somebody made the most?
No, nothing sticks out. Now, my sister-in-law, they have a tradition. I can't stand broccoli, but there's a broccoli cheese casserole from her mom, and I don't know if it goes back how many, whatever. Mm. But for any holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever, that broccoli cheese casserole will show up.
I'm down for a broccoli cheese casserole. I could get down on that.
I can't stand anything about broccoli.
You're out on broccoli, yeah.
It's weird. I'm weird with grief. Like when something bad happens to somebody or somebody passes away, I'm pretty awful at consoling because like I just view it of like, hey, I'm sorry that person in your life's dead. Like, what do you say there, right? It's already
very complicated.
Awful.
There's nothing you can't say.
One of the weird things that makes me a little emotional is thinking about the idea of watching my grandma walk in with that pie.
Yes, and
specifically,
here's the pie. I made the pie.
Just the idea that, like, you know, that person's not at our Thanksgiving get-together. I don't see that person for that holiday.
It was
anymore.
A staple every year.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The only thing my grandma, my mom's mom, and they lived in Lake Oswego. So that was my grandparents. Like if one of us got sick at school or something, because both my parents worked, they would come pick us up. We'd go over. There were always
butlers.
Cookies in the cookie jar.
Cookies. What kind of cookies?
It
varied depending on the time
of
year.
Sometimes they were the store-bought sandwich cookies. Not necessarily Oreos, but like the shortbread ones or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like Mother's brand?
Yeah.
Sometimes there were the ice molasses cookies.
Homemade
chocolate
cookies.
Chip cookies.
Yeah. My great grandma always got the molasses ones. She homemade them or because she had a cookie jar, like routinely you go in there and grab a couple. She'd get the Keebler chocolate stripe.
Ah.
And I go, you didn't make any. And she's like, I had help from Keebler this time.
My elves were helping me.
Well done. Well done. Good first one.
All right.
All right. What do we got?
What do we got here? The best thing for 25 days. This is mine.
Okay.
So anytime you purchase something, obviously online, you get on the email list and then you get barraged with 8 billion emails of take advantage here, whatever.
I'm somehow on a Mets fan shop emailing list, and I don't know how that happened.
So,
and I've unsubscribed 4 times, and they keep sending me emails. Mets, you want your Mets gear? No, I don't.
But this time of year, you start getting like the advent calendar that's gone for adults. So you have, there's a beer one, there's a wine one, mm-hmm. there's a whiskey one, there's a, is there anything, if somebody were to get you an advent calendar now at your age, what would get your attention?
I
like 25 days, I get
this for the next 25
every
days.
Every single day, what are you going to be excited like you were in a kid to get up? Can I open it? Can I open it for my piece of chocolate?
I don't know if there is anything. I don't know.
It'd be really tough because I don't really drink. And I don't even partake in the flower much. The one that I actually almost bought an advent calendar the other day. We went to a store, and I saw it sitting there all by itself. And I almost did it, but I stopped myself from doing it. It was a Ninja Turtles live-action figures advent. So you take the cardboard from the calendar. It makes a mini city. They give you the figurine Ninja Turtles, and every day is another weapon that you add to the Ninja Turtles.
That's pretty
like
cool.
Like the belt and the nunchucks.
Now we got swords.
Yeah, and Raphael's weapon and like Donatello's stick. I almost did it. And I'm like, nah, don't spend this $25.
That's right not now. Worth it. Don't Where am it. I going to put this? Yeah, I don't think there's anything. I enjoy my substances, but I don't necessarily, not on like a daily basis where it's like I got to have it at this time every day. So I don't know if there's anything as an adult that
you
would do it.
To answer it though, to give you a response, because I'm curious, I feel like you have a response here. I would say a mini recipe. If you give me like a dinner idea, even that could be interesting. Like 25 days of a dinner idea.
Oh, you give me like a recipe to cook for tonight.
Yeah, and it's something that's not too complicated.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think for me, because obviously with the Traeger and cooking, I have almost 2 shelves of an entire cupboard in my kitchen that is all spices.
Oh, big spice guy.
So if you had like a unique spice pack with the recipe or something like that.
Now you've got my attention.
To do a little, make a little, you know, a meal or something like that. I've looked at the, you know, the whiskey ones or something like that would be fun.
But are you drinking whiskey every day? Are you an everyday drinker?
I think by definition.
I can be. I'm trying not to be.
Well, in that case,
not
it's
hard
dangerous.
To get me there. But usually those, it's just one of the little, it's like 1 shot worth or something.
Sure.
You know.
I mean, you're not having a full cocktail. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take a little swig.
But
I can be.
I mean, if you need me to be, I will be there for you.
The spice one's a good one. That's a good pull. I'd do that.
Yeah. But I think that would be. Because that's just something, because you do, you're like, okay, you know, if you had the means to like buy fish and beef and whatever, like every night, your grocery bill is obnoxious. Everybody's grocery bill is already obnoxious.
Yes, it
is. So it's like, how many damn things can I do with chicken? How many damn things can I do with?
That's true. That's a struggle.
Could you do one that like it's a delivery, but it's an advent delivery. And so every day what you get is you get 25 random little gifts, and what you decide to do with those gifts is entirely up to you. You either can keep them and utilize them, or you can re-gift and say, hey, they did the shopping for me.
There you go.
Because I got
now
like
I'm all done.
It's like your own personal white elephant sort of thing.
Can you find a gift that you get every day for somebody, whether that be work or your friendships or your families? Like,
stuff piles
that,
up.
That would be something I'd
Yeah, I just, the barrage of adult-themed advent calendars, and I'm curious if somebody got something for it. Because you would normally present them this Thanksgiving week, here you go.
Yeah, you got to start. The first is on Monday.
Yeah, you get started. Here you go.
I mean, I'm also a fat ass, too, so just having, you know, a normal advent calendar, I wouldn't be opposed to either. You give me a nice piece of chocolate after dinner every night.
There you go.
It's like, hey, a piece of dark chocolate, I'll eat that.
My kids want one because they've experienced it before.
Oh, once you get it, you're just not going back.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to get you that lame piece of little chocolate. That's all you guys want.
Cardboard chocolate doesn't even taste that good. Let's get one more in here, and then we'll go to break.
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Well, good full
this
job.
Says,
good full job.
May I meet you?
Oh, man, dude. We're kind of against it. This is tough.
Do we need to carry it over? Do we not have enough time? May I meet you? Should we get to that next?
I want you to noodle on this, okay?
Okay.
So maybe we carry over and I'll tee you up. This guy's name is Bill Ackman. He's really into the political landscape. He also is a CEO of Pershing Square.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a super rich billionaire. He is. I want to show you how out of touch this dude is. He tweeted this. This was 2 weeks ago, so I've been holding this one for the hat for a while. He said, I hear many young men that they find it difficult to meet young women in a public setting. In other words, the online culture has destroyed the ability to spontaneously meet strangers. As such, I thought I would share a few words that I used in my youth to meet someone I found compelling. I would ask, may I meet you? Before engaging further in conversation, I almost never got a no. It inevitably enabled the opportunity for further conversation. I met a lot of really interesting people this way. I think the combination of proper grammar and politeness was the key to effectiveness. You might give it a try. And yes, I think it should also work for women seeking men as well as same-sex interactions. Just 2 cents from an older, happily married guy concerned about our next generation's happiness and population replacement rates. If you went to a bar today, and you walked up to somebody you found attractive, and you said, may I meet you? Do you have any shot of succeeding further courtship in that situation?
Probably get a drink thrown in my face.
I want somebody to try. There's got to be a single person listening that's going out tonight, and I want to report back on Monday. If you see a hot at the bar, walk up and say, may I meet you, and report back on what the response
is. Or they just bust out hysterically laughing, like uncontrollably laughing.
May I meet you?
Nearly fall off their bar stool.
You want to go steady?
May I meet you?
May I meet? What year is it? 1937? Is this pre-World War II?
It's 1880.
What are you dealing with here, Bill Ackman? God. Oh, rich people out of touch. Gotta love it. Pay more taxes. Let's get to more Magic Hat. We'll do it next on The Fam.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. More Magic Hat to come. Oh, Bill Ackman. Suk has chimed in. Big fan of the Glug. Big Glug guy.
Well, you said it's a Scandinavian drink, correct?
It's a very Scandinavian drink.
Sukanik's a Viking.
He is a Viking.
And he says...
familiar with it.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it with a Viking horn.
I do not own a Viking horn. I got to get one of those.
Oh. He also actually has... He took a photo of it. He has it.
Oh, he does?
The mix for it.
Oh, the mix? Yeah.
The spice mix?
Yeah, I got the whole recipe. It's pretty cool. The IKEA one's okay, but it's not the same. You gotta do it naturally.
Look, we're all gonna create our own memories and whatnot. That sounds like it could be a fun little thing to pass on with just your house of you, Teddy, and the missus having some glog every year.
Drinking some grain alcohol until we're, you know, passed out on the kitchen
floor.
You
can do a virgin.
Sounds
virgin.
Like, nah, we're not gonna do a virgin. Come out. All right, what do we got?
Oh, wait, no. Do we have to finish?
Any more Bill Ackman thoughts, or do we wrap up Bill Ackman?
That I just... I cannot believe some of the stuff people are willing to post online, which makes me actually want to be online less.
Yes. Yep. Bill Ackman's horrible for society.
In every way, shape, and form. A billionaire idiot and out of touch. And there's actually people, he largely gets trolled, but there are people in this like defending and bootlicking. And I'm just like,
they're all bots. Everybody's fake. None of it's real.
You're right on that, too. But, like, no human being goes up to another human being.
Never been done in the history of life.
And says, may I meet you?
Yes. Past the year 1947, that has not been used in public.
I think in 47, you're made fun of for saying that.
If it did, you get laughed off of the bar. No chance that's going to work. But somebody try it. Hopefully, we got a case study guinea pig that wants to.
Do you remember how you picked up your wife? Like, did you do a line or, like, how did it?
Well, she was our server at Buffalo Wild Wings. So I naturally didn't have to have a pickup line because she came over and had to take our order and start talking to us.
But
so
that's not how you like started dating. We hadn't gone there in like a year and a half.
No.
And you randomly like, yo, you remember so-and-so? I'm like,
yeah, I remember that.
She reached out.
Well, she slid into my DMs. That's how we furthered the conversation. Mm. She slid it. I mean,
became
I give
a
her
P1.
to my grave. I will take that with me that she was the one that slid into my DMs, not
sure.
the world reverse. And she denies this at length, but I have the facts to prove it. I have the evidence to show she was the one that reached out. She was moving on from the job and she sent me a message saying, I'm not going to work there anymore. So I just want to let you know, it's been fun to blah, blah, you know, over the years. And I said, well, if you're not going to work there anymore, why don't we go get it? You want to go get a drink sometime? And she said, yeah, that's how it started.
I think the one best thing he has done. Well, you've done a few things that are all right, but
not really, no.
One thing that you've done I've been grateful for is I had, and I will not name names, but I've worked with people at this company that like their introduction of, hey, this is who I'm dating to me was photo of insert person in a G-string. And I'm like,
I don't want to see that.
I don't know why you're showing me this photo.
That could be the mother of your children.
Yeah. Right.
Never know when.
And the reaction was always like, what? Good job, dude.
Now I've seen your wife half naked. That's a little weird.
And I'm glad you didn't go, hey, remember so and so?
Hey, check it out. Check it out. He's up top, man.
All right. We roll on. Mr. Doubtfire.
Finally, this one's mine. Now look, this is scumbag behavior.
Scumbag behavior.
Is there any part of you
that thinks he was right in that movie?
That says at the end, kind of impressed with what you did here, okay? Let me lay out the scenario for you. This happened in Italy. We have an actual Mr. Doubtfire on our hands.
Oh. Could not see his children, so he had to sneak and find
a slightly different version. This Mr. Doubtfire is a man who lived with his mom. His mom was 84 years old. He is 56, okay? Follow along. His mom dies, passes away. This man then decides, because I guess in Italy, she was getting a massive government stipend every month in forms of retirement paychecks.
Now where are you going?
She dies, 84 years, natural causes. She died on her own. He zips her up into a sleeping bag and just leaves her there. Like, doesn't alert anybody. Just sleeping bag, throw it in the corner of the room. Don't think about it.
Okay.
He then goes through a transformation. Now, he didn't get surgeries. But if you look, I'll tweet out the link. You can go read the story. The pictures are somewhat like he puts on a wig. He goes makeup. Because I guess the way it works in Italy is you have to go and pick up the check in person.
Of course.
So he dresses up as his mom. And this goes on for the better part of 3 years. He was making north of $70,000 a year.
Wow.
Just living off of her pensions.
Oh my God.
It's wild how much they look alike. Now, finally, they discovered it. But he essentially had to go under a Mrs. Doubtfire style transformation. And that an eagle-eyed government employee finally picked up on the scheme after apparently noticing masculine features, including his low voice and thick neck. And they looked at the picture side by side and realized this guy was dressing up like his dead mom who was stuck in a sleeping bag in his house.
So, okay, a couple things. I just found the photo. He looks like her the same way the chainsaw massacre guy who cuts your face off and wears it looks like her. It looks like he's wearing a face on his face.
It's very weird.
Second follow-up. So she's in a sleeping bag.
She's dead in a sleeping bag. I believe it went on. Let me
where do you put that body?
Because her body, by the way, had mummified inside the sleeping bag.
Well, yeah. And also, how bad does that smell?
It can't smell good. How do you live with that in your house?
I thought you were going to go a nice, clean,
no,
fun,
I was going
like,
dirty. We went ugly the day
before. Get visitation rights with his kids.
No,
and,
no.
In that case,
dead mom in the room.
Yeah.
Bringing home 60 G's a year. Disgusting.
No.
And there's a lot wrong with this.
They actually just did the official autopsy, and they have not been concluded. But he is also being investigated.
I would absolutely investigate any sort of wrongdoing.
Yeah,
if you're capable of doing this, you're capable of killing her.
No,
an Italian Mr. Doubtfire.
Wow,
I didn't. That was the different direction like that? I thought you were going to go.
You like that? Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, we got time for one more. A Christmas ish for Suns fans.
Mm.
We hinted at this yesterday. Matt Ishbia, owner of the Suns, being sued by his
biggest minority owners. Yeah.
And it's going to get ugly.
It already is. He's countersued.
And so finally the suit has been able to become public. Sued in Delaware.
Yep.
And they're claiming he is just liquidating the hell out of the assets of the Suns for his back.
He's using it all for his business benefits
and
interest rate reasons.
Draining it dry.
Yep.
So after the Sarver nonsense, Ishbia comes in. Everybody's all fired up that he's spending money, but he's not spending his money. He's spending everybody else's money.
Yikes. Should be noted, though, the countersuit, he claims that they're just mad that they can't get a bigger ownership stake.
Okay.
This is all not true.
It's all made up news.
Now, we're going to have to get to legal documents here. That's what discovery is going to be for. But
innocent until proven guilty.
If this is true, I think Silver might be in a situation where you're forcing another sale.
No kidding.
What is wrong with the NBA right now?
Well,
you got gambling. Not that they're the only sport that's going through a gambling scandal, but ownership situations are weird.
Yeah.
The Ballmer stuff and the Kawhi stuff and the money under the table.
Yep. All-star game. They don't know what they're doing
All-star
there.
Game's not great.
Yeah.
You just had a head coach of a team get arrested by the FBI.
I don't know, man. It's attracting a lot of crazy.
Yeah.
And I wonder if any media partners would tell you privately they regret being a part of the new multi-billion dollar deal. But
how's it working for Peacock so far? Have we seen numbers on that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how they're measuring.
I just have a hard time as a sports fan, and maybe Young's disagree with this, of the street. Like, I'm not going to open up Peacock to watch an NBA game. If I'm scrolling on my log and it's like, hey, the Lakers are playing, insert whoever, and I'm like, oh, all right, there's nothing else on TV, and I'm sitting around all while. I'm not going to actively go to your app, sit through commercial breaks, and not change the channel just to watch a regular season NBA game.
I hear you, but like when you have last night, you have a doubleheader on the Peacock app. I know the Magic blew them out, and nobody needed to watch that game, and most people didn't even stay up and watch the Clipper-Laker game, but like I had nothing. What else was I going to watch?
I don't care about college basketball. Well, you're an NBA guy. You're going to go there and do it. I'm just saying, for me as a non-diehard of the sport, this is the thing. Same thing. They're a much bigger deal than the MLS. I'm not comparing them, but that's the only concern I had going to Amazon games and Peacock games largely throughout the course of the week is I'm just not going to seek that. I'll do it for a Thursday night game because it's football and we're all psychos. I'm not doing that for any. I don't do it for baseball, and I like baseball, but unless my team is playing on the Apple TV game, I'm not bringing that up on Friday night.
I can't answer your question, what's wrong with the league. It's just a really bad run of awful headlines. What I will say is this. Those games last night were not amazing.
No.
And I know you didn't watch the Magic game, so you don't know that Franz Wagner got interviewed last
night. Franz Wagner?
Yeah. Got interviewed. And they were talking about the game. And the reporter threw out just as like a gesture to the NBA, hey, cup game, you guys' record, go into the quarters. And whether you want to believe this or not, I thought it was interesting. He responded and was like, yeah, we want to go to Vegas. And we know Detroit wants to go to Vegas. Like, I don't know, that's just going to Vegas thing and nothing
more.
We want
to go party, free trip to Vegas for a week.
But I am kind of wondering if you polled players internally and they could vote privately, has the cup gotten these guys to care just within themselves? I don't care about the fans.
There's a financial reward, right, for the players?
Yeah,
there is.
You get $1 million bucks or something.
There's some cash bonuses for them.
But he cited Detroit specifically as if, like, we hate them and they want to win this, so we want to win this. And just something to kind of ponder a little bit is, like, one way you get more people that don't care about something to care about it a little bit.
The players have to care.
Is when the players care about it. And he said that as a nonchalant answer that seemed genuine. And I'm like, oh.
I'll use hockey as an example. They're the Four Nations thing that they came up with. Now, that's different because it's national pride.
Yeah.
But you got to have the players buying in and fighting each other at the start of the game. Everybody's like, oh, my God, this means a lot. And now I'm more invested as a fan.
The Olympics coming up in February with the NHL players back in that hockey tournament.
Yeah. Otani's going into the World Baseball Classic.
He's
going
to play in the World Baseball football classic. So when it matters to the players and they're committed,
you can
and
feel it on you, when you watch
you can
it.
Totally feel it. Yeah. So, but no, this basically the minority owners are saying Ishbia did a whole bunch of transactions with his other companies within the Suns that he didn't tell them about.
His mortgage companies.
And his mortgage companies. And he's just.
He gave himself, like, they rent out their space to the WNBA Mercury team, right? I can't figure out, I don't know enough about business to explain this other than he used the business interest rates for his company through the arena to source it out.
And it's way above market rates that they could get from institutional lenders and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. And Ishbia is just saying, no, this is a shakedown. You want to sue me? Come on, bring it on.
Yeah.
He's
not
settling. So, yeah, this is it's going to get worse before it gets better.
If I'm Adam Silver, I'm just walking away at this point. How much is Adam Silver worth?
No, you're not.
How much does he make a year?
Probably $20
million. $20 to $30 million.
Like, I don't want to deal with this. How old is Adam Silver?
Who cares? You make $20 million every year. You need to be friends with the owner and you're good.
Constant headache.
Would you
man.
Care about what you said about you in a random market if you made $20 million a
year? No, I wouldn't care about all what people are saying about me, but just dealing with like putting out fire after fire after fire after fire after fire. When's the last time they had a 6-month stretch where nothing negative happened for the league? This is like one of those days in the workplace until, you know, since our last accident boards. And every day it's zero for the NBA. Every day.
Yeah. I'd also argue he's not putting the fires out. He does a pretty poor job of trying to put them out.
That's a valid point. All right. We went a little long. Magic Hat. Well done, everybody. Well done. Let's get to Sprague in the Line. Get your fake sponsors in. We'll do some gambling next.
Sprague in the Line.
Sprague in the Line.
Sprague in the Line.
Sprague in the Line.
All right. Zero time to mess around here. Sprague in the Line brought to you by Sprague in the Bedroom. Oh, no, that one's from last week. Sorry. Sprague in the Line brought to you by Swag, doing his best Miles Garrett in his nut-hugging joggers, somehow less offensive than taking a Sprague pick.
What helps ease the pain of a triple backdoor?
We'll find out. Sprague in the Line brought to you by Pie Dominating Cakes. Happy Thanksgiving, Dirt,
Hell
Sprague,
yeah.
and
Whoa.
Swag.
Hell yeah.
Sprague in the Line brought to you by Green Bean Casserole. The only Thanksgiving food as disappointing as a Sprague pick.
Thank you.
I like Green Bean Casserole. I know.
You're
I'm
so gross.
Sprague in the Line brought to you by Pitching a Tent for Thanksgiving Football. The only thing that is harder than my 10 out of 10 is Sprague deciding how he will lose his money. Sprague in the Line brought to you by Thanksgiving at the In-Laws. Hearing your wife's uncle ramble about conspiracy theories is still more enjoyable than hearing Sprague give bad takes.
Let's go.
All right, there's more there, but that's all we got time for. We win a combined. Are you ready for this?
It's not good.
Combined 2-7 last week. 2-7. I was 1-2. Sprague was 1-2. Swag got triple backdoored.
Yep.
The only win I had was the under of Vikings and Packers. The only win Sprague had was the Brader game. The Browns did cover, and they won outright.
That was my best bet of the weekend.
It was, and the Seahawks, Pats, and Eagles all failed to cover for Jason Swigard. So, season standings now. Sprague, your 1-2 weekend. You're back at 500 at 18-18.
Hello.
My 1-2 put me at 15-21. And Swag's 0-3 dropped him 10 games below 500 to 13-23.
Wow.
That's where we're at. Sprague, the T-Box is yours first pick.
I'm going to start. We got some Goblin games here. I'll be gobbling pretty hard tomorrow morning. I'm excited about this one. I got some fun end-of-the-show Thanksgiving stats I can throw at you, too.
Okay.
And by the way, why two teams are always playing this game? I don't know if you know that history.
I don't know if I know that history.
I'm going to start with the Lions-Packers. First game, the Turducken game. I am going to take the Lions at home, minus 2.5. Sub a field goal. I don't think the Lions played particularly well. I'm a little concerned about their defense, and I didn't think Jared Goff was very good. So maybe we find out this weekend there should be more cause for concern for why the Lions are not in the playoffs, but I think there's a little bit of a revenge here. I also think Green Bay's playing funky. I'll take a field goal advantage here. I'll take Lions minus 2.5 against the Packers.
That's my first pick, too. It's the only bet I've loved all week. One of the first thing I looked at the board was Lions on Thursday. Redemption game for them. They didn't cover this last week. Kind of got ugly. I think maybe they were looking ahead to this game. Got embarrassed by the Packers in week one. I, too, will take the Lions sub a field goal.
I'm going to skip the Thanksgiving Day games. I just
Three games.
You're skipping
for the
them,
weekend?
Huh?
All right.
Yeah, we'll go.
We got to make a parlay, too. A show parlay for Thanksgiving.
Maybe I'll dip into that for there. The Jags have a chance to be in first place of the AFC South by the end of Sunday, which is amazing.
That is crazy to
it's
think.
Crazy. The Titans, you know.
The Titans.
They're the Titans.
We get
they backdoor you.
Yep.
But that Jaguars defense is a little ferocious, and I think what they did to the Seahawks will get their attention in film all week. Mm. Jags are laying less than a touchdown, so I will lay 6.5.
6.5. Okay. Sprague, pick number two.
I'm going to stay on Thanksgiving. I'm pretty excited to watch this one. I cannot wait to see the Kansas City Red in Dallas against the Dallas Whites in turquoise pants.
That's going
to
look good.
That's aesthetically going to be very pleasing to me. I don't really have a rooting interest in this. I do hate Dallas, and Kansas City has robbed me of joy twice in the Super Bowl. I'm going to bet points here, Bob. I'm going to take the over of 52.5 short week. Defenses, Kansas City's defense, not as great as I think they have been in years past, and I don't think Dallas' defense is all that much better, even though Quinnen Williams has been pretty good as a Cowboy.
Yeah.
I'm betting points here. I'm going to go over 52.5 KC in Dallas.
Nice to jump back on the Cowboy over gravy train. I would like to publicly apologize for this next bet. It's not fun in any way, shape, or form. I don't want to root for it, but I just have to do what my gut tells me. My gut tells me that the Niners and Browns is about to be one of the ugliest games we've ever seen in mankind history.
More rooting against points for Andrew.
It is. It's the only one I had last week, so I'm riding a heater. Not a heater, but I'm riding a cold streak. I don't know what the hell I would ride. But they're on the road in Cleveland this weekend. The Niners are. The Niners' defense playing pretty well. Cleveland's defense is dominant at home. Nobody can score on them. Brock just threw three picks. Yep. Shador's not. This to me is like 12-7.
I'm with you.
Ugly, ugly, ugly. Now, this is where it gets ugly. You know what the number is? 36.5. I'm going to take the under of 36.5 in Browns and 49ers.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what. I want to bet my team, but I'm also going to jump on that train with you this weekend.
That is such a low over-under.
It's a terrible football
NFL game.
The closest thing to a wagon right now in the NFL are the LA Rams. They are going to Carolina. I don't think that matters.
Oh,
and
you
I
don't.
Am going to dabble back.
Yes.
The Big Wood's still in here?
Yes, whoa. It is.
Today I'm playing the Big Wood.
Minus 10.
Triple backdoor doesn't scare you away from more Big Wood,
because
huh?
I think that Rams defense might knock Bryce Young out. I don't know if Bryce Young finishes the game.
You know what's funny, Swag? Before we came back, I tell Dirt, I go, you like the Panthers plus the 10 in Carolina? Now you're going Rams minus the 10. I'm riding Big Wood. Look, what's the one thing to fix when you get backdoored? You keep going. You get off that high horse, your legs stop being sore, and you ride it again. Seahawks at home against Max Brosmer?
Hey.
Minus the 11.5?
Yeah.
Seahawks all day. 27-10.
I also contemplated the under in that game because Seattle's defense has been pretty good against bad offenses at home. Also, you got the history there with Darnold playing against the D's. Like, there's a little, you know, you tell me that game's 21-7 or 31-0. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
O'Connell's going to be longing for Darnold midway third quarter in this game.
Yes, he is. My last pick, I'm also going to go to another Thanksgiving game, but I'm not going to take the over-under side of it. I'm just going to take the team side of it. Look, Dallas is a fun watch. Don't get me wrong. I think last week was a massive win for Kansas City to realize we're still in the heat of this. They beat a pretty good Colts team at home and had to go get going in the fourth quarter. I don't buy Dallas against a defense like this being able to win. I know they just did against Philly, but Kansas City has a functioning quarterback. I'm going to take the Chiefs tomorrow -3.5 in Dallas.
Let's go to Sunday night in the nation's capital. The Broncos are feeling awfully good about
it's a
themselves.
Funky line, is it not?
Yeah, which has me a little.
Jaden Daniels sniffing around trying to play, which
he's
I think
trying
would be
to play.
This is
I don't
more
know
about
that that's
Denver's
a wise
offensive
idea. Rules. The Denver defense. You don't want to his first game back against that defense.
It might be your best chance to win, though.
It's less than a touchdown. I think the Broncos, understanding that, and Sean Payton is one to not let up. He's not one to say, oh, we're controlled. No, he wants to put the foot down. He wants that number one seed. He wants the bye, all of those things. I'll lay 6 with the Broncos.
Quick question on that. Is there a coach in the NFL that doesn't want the number one seed and does let up?
I think there are different
sometimes
coaches.
We say cliche things, but we're
I understand that.
I just love the scenarios we come up with in our heads to back our own bets when we're all horrible gamblers, but like the theories that we cook up of why they're going to hit.
I'm like, what
was one of my
NFL?
Favorite things about Spraying the Line. I can't pick a game right to save my life right
and he
now.
Might be right. I've looked at that line all week, but I'm like, what coach in the NFL does let up and says,
I don't want
the
one. We want the hard road to get there. Maybe the Giants would, because that's the only way they can win Super Bowls. There you go, Spraying the Line.
There we go.
I am on the Lions tomorrow, -2.5. The under of 36.5 in Browns, Niners, and the Chiefs tomorrow, -3.5. Sprague also on the Lions tomorrow. He's on the over of the Chiefs, Cowboys, 52.5, and the Seahawks, -11.5. That game's in Seattle, right at home against the Vikings. And then Swag is on the Jags, -6.5 in Tennessee. The Rams laying big wood against the Panthers, and the Broncos, Sunday Night Football, -6 in D.C. We'll wrap it up on our pre-Turkey Day. Turkey Day next on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's Kelly Clarkson for you.
That's a jam, man. Underneath the tree. He's some Thanksgiving Day records for football.
Yeah, what do we got?
Who is the passing, the career passing leader for Thanksgiving football?
How long has this been? How long have the Cowboys and Lions been?
I will
doing
give
this?
You that information.
Since
it's been like a long
1960.
Time. Nope. Older than that, but sure.
Troy Aikman.
No.
No.
Give you a clue. He's
Matt Stafford.
Correctamundo.
There you go.
3,000 yards.
Yeah.
Most passing touchdowns in a game.
Matt Stafford.
Nope.
Troy Aikman.
Nope.
No. Jared Goff.
Nope. Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay.
And Bob Greasy tied with 6 in a Thanksgiving Day game. Rushing yards in a game.
Emmitt Smith.
This will be a killer guest for you.
Barry Anderson. Barry Anderson? Barry Sanders? Why did I go Barry Anderson?
Barry Sanders.
Killer.
Killer
this will be
guest.
A killer guest.
O.J. Simpson.
Correctamundo. Yeah. 273. Receiving yards.
Barry
or receiving touchdowns.
Anderson. Why did I say Barry Anderson?
I don't know.
I'm ready for a break.
This game, why we have the Lions Cowboys, real quick.
Yeah.
In the 30s, the Lions' new owner wanted to build buzz. So he had just bought the Lions and he thought, what if we move the game to Detroit Stadium and give ourselves a standalone day? It worked. And then in the
Brilliant.
60s, the guy who bought the Cowboys, basically the same thing. I want to be different. So they created the Cotton Bowl Thanksgiving Day game.
How about that?
That's why you get the Lions and the Cowboys specifically.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Enjoy your turkey.
Be grateful.
Be grateful for all the things that you have. Enjoy all of the football.
Good luck to you this weekend. You'll be on pins and needles, I'm sure.
I will. It's another nerve-wracking weekend. We'll see if we find out who Oregon State's next head coach is by the end of the day.
I believe we could be having that information.
Any moment, man. We'll break it all down. We will be back on Monday. I'll be on Saturday morning doing the pregame show for Oregon and Washington. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. We love you all. Happy Thanksgiving. The firm of Harris and Marang is next, listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.